Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Mark chapter 14, verse 9. The woman about whom this was said may not have believed this herself when Jesus said it. But it has been proved true. As Jesus said, many a time she has been the topic of discussion all over the world, as it is in this devotional. The story went in this manner. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," Jesus said. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. "She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial." Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 8. She in fact was expressing her love for this man who was the savior of the world. It was an act of adoration. Notice, there were no words spoken between Jesus and her. Her faith in Jesus was being demonstrated in a very subtle manner. What about our love for Jesus? Is it being demonstrated in a manner wherein the Lord is pleased? The question that we have to ask ourselves is this: what's the motive behind all that we do for the Lord? Is it for personal glory, or does everything ultimately lead to total glorification of the Lord? Jesus knows how much we love Him, even though others may have no idea at all of how near or how far we are from the Lord. Nothing is hidden from Him. Does the value of our actions equal to what this unknown woman did to Jesus? If yes, then what we have done and are doing has much worth in the Lord's eyes. It will be like a sweet-smelling sacrifice in the eyes of the Lord. Even though you may be unknown while living here on earth, one day Jesus will testify about you in the presence of the Father and the angels. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.